morning. Wake up time!
Now on Sports Radio 810 WHB, the Interurban Lofts proudly present The Border Patrol with Stephen St. John and Nate Buchanan.
Good morning, my neighbors!
It's showtime!
Yeah, it's like Christmas. It's like Christmas. This is my 26th year in the league, and I've never been around a group where it's, I call them the Fab Five, and most of them weren't even born then. I said, but, you know, we drafted five guys, and I said, you guys need to understand it. This group is very special. So to be able to have the guys to come in and have the camaraderie that they've had and be able to have the love for one another has been great. But it's like Christmas. I mean, you're working with the guys, you're trying to teach them new techniques. They're all sponges. So it's been wonderful.
Yeah, Juju, he comes to work. His personality is infectious. I mean, he's great to be around. He works hard. He's a great player. He's just got a natural feel. And it's very similar to Trav. He just knows the game and the passing game. His style of route running, it gets him open. And the quarterbacks see it, and they put it on him, and he makes a catch. And so that's what we've been seeing. That's what we expected. And you can see both through our practices the feel he has for the game and then just the personality around his teammates in the locker room, how likable and enjoyable he is to be around. Just all helps with that chemistry.
Come on.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. August 10th, 2022. It's the calm before the storm tomorrow night at the Midland. The 100-year anniversary celebration. This has been quite the process over the past, it's been a while since Chad first told me about his plans for this, and we've been working on, we're working on the run of show and all the scripts and everything for quite some time, so it's pretty exciting that now it's just a day away and get to go through rehearsals and sound checks and everything tomorrow. It's going to be fun for me because I get to do a sound check right before my son Richie, because he's playing he's opening the show at the VIP party before the main show, and so he's going to do a sound check at 12. I think I'm doing mine at 11. Do mine before you get down there, for sure. I don't need you sticking your nose in there. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do. It's a surprise. I don't need you snooping around everything.
Oh, I'll be snooping around.
No, I'll be doing the show there tomorrow at the Midland. I'll be do the first half at the President Hotel. Well, I'll be staying ready for the event. And then I'll be live at the Midland for the second half of the show. And then you're going to get down to, what, 11?
Hey, I guess whenever you guys want me down there, I thought you...
That's what the email said.
Yeah, but you said you just said you're going to do a sound check at 11. You don't want me there.
So. Right, no, I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do my rehearsal before then.
Gotcha.
We'll do a sound check at 11, but you're not going to see my rehearsal. This is my point. The golden hour is between 10 and 11.
Oh, I see.
And then, so that'll be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. Hopefully, if you wanted tickets, you got tickets. And if you didn't get tickets, we're going to have a spot for you to stop by and pick up some tickets today in Lee's Summit. All right? And it's going to be at Love Coffee. Do you love coffee?
Oh, do I?
Yes.
Why don't you go to that place then?
Sounds like my kind of place.
Love Coffee in Lee's Summit, Missouri. So if you love coffee, why don't you go out there and get some coffee? And today you will be able to get some tickets if you show up. Should I tell them when? I better tell them. How the hell else are they going to know? You can show up today, 7:30 a.m. to 8:15. Or until our friend Michael runs out of tickets. So it might be quicker than... I mean, she might be gone by 8:15 then. 7:30 is when everything starts. It's just off... let's see, it's in Lee's Summit near Raintree Lake. Let me get the exact. Michael's not from here, so sometimes the directions can be questionable. So I want to make sure we get this right. All right. 813 Southwest Lehman's Lane in Lee's Summit. Does that sound right?
Lehman's. L-E-M-A-N-S.
Lehman's?
I don't know.
Lehman's, whatever.
Lehman's Lane. I like that.
What do you want it to be?
Lehman's.
Okay. Love Coffee in Lee's Summit, Missouri, today at 7:30.
Love, comma, coffee.
Why don't you call Lebo at some point in the 6 o'clock hour? We can get that nailed down exactly where it is.
This is probably a place he frequents.
Does he love coffee?
Does he? I don't know. He should. Who doesn't love coffee?
Well, I didn't drink it for the first 40 years of my life.
Right.
And now every once in a while, well, usually I have a cup of black coffee, but yeah. I usually eat it with my oatmeal. Mix it with my oatmeal.
Do we know how many tickets Michael has?
Mm-mm.
So you better get there.
I would just, oh, I see. Should I say it? I can't say it. You can't say it. Don't say it. I see how many.
Okay.
It's all in the email, buddy.
Oh, I see it there, yeah.
Okay. So. We'll give you more information about that as the show goes on. Today we'll talk to Mike Boddicker, Matt Derrick, Gary Lezak. Gary Barnett will make his triumphant return to the Border Patrol to be our college football insider. Gabe DeArmon from PowerMizzou.com will come on the show and talk about Eli Drinkwitz selecting his starting quarterback. And Nick Leckie will join us, too. He will be on the show in studio, in the 9 o'clock hour. So I mentioned that Mizzou picked their starting quarterback. Man, I'm really happy. I'm really excited that they went with Brady Cook, who is a Missouri kid from the St. Louis area. He was originally brought in by Barry Odom. And it just seemed like, and there's no seeming like, that. I mean, Eli Drinkwitz was very active in trying to recruit a veteran quarterback via the transfer portal and flirted with several names before finally landing Jack Abraham, who we've talked about is 25 years old, and this is his seventh year, and he's married with a child, and so he's a man. And it seemed like, well, damn, he just wants anyone but Brady Cook, and Brady Cook's not going to get a fair shot to start because he's going to give the starting job to whatever veteran quarterback he lands via the transfer portal. But he said it was going to sit on the show. It's going to be an open competition between the four quarterbacks, the true freshman, Sam Horn, Brady Cook, and Tyler Macon. Those are the two guys that are the holdovers. And then Jack Abraham, the man out of the transfer portal. And I think most people thought, well, you know, it's going to be an open competition, but Jack Abraham will get it because that's why they brought him here, right? Mm-hmm. Brady Cook gets the nod to be the starting quarterback for September 1st, the primetime game on Thursday night against Louisiana Tech. And I like it because, I'll be honest with you, I was really impressed with Brady Cook in the bowl game. That's his only start. He started against Army. And I know most people remember the overthrow of the 2-point conversion that was a bad throw, right? But I thought he was really, I mean, I didn't know what to expect, but I was impressed by his running ability. I was impressed by that last 2-minute drill that he had and we forget about that, but he drove down the field and threw a touchdown pass to Kiki Chisholm with like a minute left to give Mizzou the lead. And if the defense would have done their job, then we would have been talking all season about, wow, that quarterback stepped in and he drove the team down in a bowl game with a minute left and threw a big touchdown pass. And, you know, that's a lot of momentum. They won the bowl game and he should be the starting quarterback now. But it didn't end that way. And he had to fight to get the job, and he did. And so I'm happy for him. If you watch any interviews with him, easy to root for this kid. In limited time, he's been 46 of 58 for 345 yards, 2 touchdowns. He played a little bit in the Georgia game, but like I said, led Missouri to a late go-ahead scoring drive with a touchdown pass with about a minute left against Army. And I thought he was – it also surprised me, you know, what a good runner he was in that game. He had a big, I think, a 30-yard touchdown run. So, there we go. You like Mizzou. Marco, what do you think about this decision?
I don't think they could have gone wrong. With any of the quarterbacks that they had. I think that – I thought it was going to be kind of a – not by committee, but maybe they figure out their future starter.
Right. Well, Sam Horn's not ready.
No. And sounds like Abraham, although transferred over, going to be one of the backups. But I like it. I watched the Army game as well with my dad back during bowl season. And like you said, he can be lethal on the ground as a run quarterback also. It's something that...
Bazelak did not offer.
No.
He was banged up, but especially in the second half of the year. And when Eli Drinkwitz was on the show, he talked about how conservative he got, and he couldn't really call the offense that he wanted to.
Whereas Cook in the bowl game, he was playing so freely, and it was really refreshing to watch because there was a lot of...
It made you think, why wasn't he starting the last 4 or 5 games? Is what made me think, right?
Exactly,
like, where was that? In the bowl game, he was 27 of 34 for 238 yards and a touchdown, and also ran for 53 yards and a touchdown.
And the offense just looked so much smoother, and the play calling was...
I mean, that's not bad. That's not earth-shattering, but I'll take that. Most teams will sign up for your guy throwing for 238, running for 53, and, you know, a couple of touchdowns. Sign me up, right? Especially with these, and this is the thing. The one of the strengths of this team is going to be the wide receivers, the weapons, led by Luther Burden III. Get him the ball. Don't make mistakes. And use your legs, man. And that's a kid that he grew up. He wanted to be the Mizzou quarterback. He could have left very easily. And, you know, that's one thing you give him credit for. They bring in a transfer. They're flirting with all these transfers. Do you think there's any quarterbacks out there in that situation at another school that would have said, well, I'm leaving. I'm out. No thanks. He didn't. And he talked about that. He said even before he was named the starting quarterback, it doesn't bother him that Eli Drinkwitz was obviously looking to bring in a transfer. He wanted to stick with it, see it through, and he did, and he won the starting quarterback position. Now he goes out and lays an egg against Louisiana Tech. Who knows who starts against Kansas State? But hopefully what you see is him build on the performance he had against Army in the bowl game, and then you got yourself a quarterback that hopefully can help this team win more than six games this year. Nate, any thoughts? You were on with Eli Drinkwitz when he joined the show talking about the quarterbacks.
Well, I think it's good that you picked one, you know. I mean, I that might sound like an obvious statement, but a lot of times...
It'd be weird if you didn't.
Well, it happens.
Right.
Doesn't it happen? I mean, I think a lot of times in college you see guys, times when coaches have a tough time picking a starting quarterback and they end up giving both guys an opportunity. The old adage, if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one. And, you know, I was impressed. I watched the bowl game, too, and I was impressed.
Yeah, as soon as I saw him run, like, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Where you been at?
My thing is Missouri has been very reliant on running backs past few years. Who's gonna be that guy for them to step up?
Well, that's a wide open competition too. Mm-hmm. But I think they want to throw the ball more. They want to be more explosive, and why not when you got that group of wide receivers led by Luther Burden? And did you see that article? At ESPN keeps hyping him up. I'm almost like, stop it. But then part of me's like, keep doing it, you know, whatever. They had like the top 50 impact players, newcomers. The ranking college football's instant impact newcomers, the top 50 transfers and true freshmen in college football this year. And I mean, that's, you know, and there's some unbelievable transfers, right, that are going to make huge impacts. Like the number one guy they have on the list is Caleb Williams, who transferred to USC from Oklahoma. But they have Luther Burden III ranked number 32. Burden was a five-star receiver, the 2022 class out of East St. Louis, Illinois, 6'1", 195, has an opportunity to instantly help an offense ranked number 66 in passing yards per game and lost a starting quarterback. And so, I mean, that's another bit of hype from ESPN. So if you got that kind of talent – at wide receiver, you got to get a quarterback in there that can get him the football. And hopefully that's what Brady Cook's going to do. So Mizzou names Brady Cook the starting quarterback. Yesterday at training camp, I wish I would have been up there for this. I was mad about this. I like when the assistant coaches talk. They get all the assistant coaches out there, not just the coordinators. And you heard at the top of the show Dave Merritt, the defensive backs coach. You heard Coach Blamire, who runs wide receivers. And so they, because sometimes you just get more information, more nuggets out of the assistant coaches. And so they spoke yesterday. Matt Nagy spoke. So we're going to play some of those comments after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38 The Spot.
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
I'd like you to continue with that story you were getting ready to tell me in the commercial break.
I would like to as well.
Go ahead.
We'll have to wait.
Nate was about ready to take someone with both hands, like put his hands on their shoulders and take them and throw them right under the bus. I was here for it. Here's the deal.
Some people seem intent on throwing themselves under.
I am disgruntled at all times.
Yeah.
And I have issues with people constantly.
Right.
You don't.
Right.
And when you have an issue with someone, then it's like, let me hear what you have to say.
Yeah.
Because Nate, you hear no more Mr. Nice Guy? Uh-uh. Nate is Mr. Nice Guy. If you can't get along with Nate, I don't know what the hell's wrong with you. You better look in the mirror and point at yourself. The TV screen's pointing at me, so that's me. No, I get along with you.
Yeah, that's right.
But, like, if you can't get along with me, then it's probably my fault. I'll be honest with you.
I don't know if that's true.
There's a good chance it's my fault.
Yeah.
But if you can't get along with Nate, it's your fault. Does that make sense, Marco?
Makes perfect sense. Yeah. If someone came up to me and said, hey, this Nate guy's, what's wrong with it? I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Have you had someone come up to you and say that?
Yeah. Ever since I started this job.
Right, that's right. That's exactly right.
Marco's mom for a while there wasn't a very, very big fan of me, right?
Did you win her over?
I thought we hit it off very well when we went to the Top Gun showing.
That's good.
Which, by the way, did you guys all see Bullet Train?
Nope.
Yes. Did you?
No, but my sister took my 12-year-old son to see it, and turns out it's a little more graphic violence than
That was right. There's what, a, yeah.
I thought it like the trailer makes it look like a kind of Mission Impossible type.
No. He's laughing hysterically in there.
Yeah, no. They left in the middle of it because I think my son was a little uncomfortable with some of the imagery. Which actually makes me feel better that he wasn't just like, yeah, this is great. Give me more of this gratuitous violence.
I haven't seen Bullet Train. I have seen Elvis 4 times, though.
Well,
since you're asking about that.
I think that's healthy.
Love Coffee is just off of 150 Highway and Ward Road. It's really just close to where the intersection of 150 and 291 in Lee's Summit. All right. And so at 7:30, I believe. Yeah, it's white, right off 150 in Ward. Let me see what's right by it.
If you type love, coffee into your your map on your phone, it'll take you right there. Looking at it on the map right now.
Right. Go on.
Yeah, right off of Ward Road and 150.
See.
It's going to be very close to the UPS store.
What's the time duration from over here to
from
there?
From here, 27 minutes.
Yep. If you're traveling from Overland Park, but it's Lee's Summit, so. Yep. LoveCoffeeLS.com for more information. LoveCoffeeLS.com. The LS stands for Lee's Summit. I figured that out. And so at 7:30, our friend Michael will be there. With tickets. I can't tell you how many, but I would get there at 7:30. And she'll be gone by 8:15.
So what do you got to do? Pay her $100 to get some tickets?
Maybe buying her a cup of coffee might not hurt.
That'd be nice.
But no, tickets are... You can't buy these tickets. You can only win them or get them at a ticket drop, and that's a ticket drop this morning.
So you go up and just say, hey, I would love some tickets, please.
Right.
To the party.
I want to go to the 100-year... anniversary celebration.
I was going to say, if you've already won tickets and you haven't gotten any in your email, that's because you got to come to the station and pick them up.
Wow. Sounds like you're scolding people. Let's hear from Matt Nagy. He used to be the Chiefs offensive coordinator. Then he was the head coach of the Chicago Bears. Now he's back with the Kansas City Chiefs. And he was asked about his return to KC and his departure from Chicago after there were some fans at practice asking for Nagy's autograph.
No, it's very welcoming. It doesn't surprise me. They're very passionate. They love their football. We had some great times here, great experiences. The last 4 years here of me not being here and what Coach Reed, Veach, Patrick, and EB and the rest of this crew have done is nothing short of amazing. But I think... you know, we had a lot of good times up to that point, and now I'm back, and I appreciate that, and it means a lot to me.
Talk about the fact that the 4 years there, with a little bit of hindsight now, how do you balance the highs with maybe the fact that when it ended, it wasn't fun for
you? Sure. No, I think it's real life experiences. I'll say this right now, you know, Pat, I wouldn't change anything of you know, those 4 years experiences. I changed a lot of what happened is wishing we won more and could have done more. But I learned a lot, and that part I wouldn't change. I think I got to be able to be able to self-reflect on where I went wrong and how I could have been better. But I built a ton of great relationships with a lot of great people, starting with Mrs. McCaskey, with George McCaskey, Ted Phillips, Ryan Pace, and so many great players and coaches. We did, you know, those will last forever. Those aren't going to leave. You know, 4 years is gone, but it didn't end how we wanted it to. And there was disappointment, there was discouragement. But in all that said, you know, I know I'm not defeated. I know those other players, coaches, and people aren't defeated. And so you just got to be better from it.
How do you self-reflect on something like that?
Well, I had plenty of time to do it once I got fired. You have some time, and there's the grieving process. I think that's normal, but you have to use that to be better, and you know, however that is. But when you have a circle of friends of people that can help you out through that process, it makes it a lot easier. So it's a part of it, man. This is the next journey for me, the next chapter, and you know, we're gonna move on with that.
tell me Matt Nagy's official title with the Chiefs without looking it up.
Assistant head coach in charge of quarterbacks.
Nope.
No.
Associate.
Uh-uh. Dave Tobe is the assistant head coach. We're trying to fire him.
Well, you can have more than one assistant.
Assistant head coach.
Well, can't you have more than one?
No.
I think you can. Mm-mm. You can do whatever you want.
Andy Reid wouldn't do that to Dave Tobe.
All right, how about offensive analyst?
No.
Nope.
Quarterbacks coach.
That's one.
And
but he's also a what?
Quality control.
No. What kind of assistant is he?
A specialist.
Is he just a junior assistant?
Senior assistant. Right. Ah.
Senior assistant.
I knew he had some kind of title.
Senior assistant and quarterbacks coach. Senior assistant and quarterbacks coach. We'll hear more from Matt Nagy after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Marco is going to go let Mike Boddicker in. We should always let him in, shouldn't we? We should probably give him a key.
Oh, yeah.
We got to keep these doors locked.
He doesn't have a key?
I don't think so. You know. But the Royals had a doubleheader yesterday. Did you see that?
I did.
I'm hoping now, because we have not seen him get hot yet, I'm hoping that we are about to see a nice stretch from Vinny Pasquantino. I think he might be ready to catch fire. So in the doubleheader yesterday, he went 2-for-3 with a home run in one game, and then 1-for-4 with another home run and two ribbies. And so he hit two home runs, one in each game. Over the last week, he's hitting .318 with a .360 on base and a .636 slug. So his OPS is .996 over the past 7 days. It's .829 over the past 14 days, but he's trending upwards. A couple of games ago, he had a three-hit game, so it seems like he's starting to maybe catch fire, where he goes on one of these stretches like we saw, you know, at AAA, where he's just, you know, not only hitting and getting on base, but hitting for power. So it was good to see Vinny Pasquantino come away with a couple of home runs yesterday. So just make a note, mark that down, and we'll see in a week or so if we look back and see that this was the start of something something good for Vinny Pasquantino. But again, the Royals split their games with the White Sox. They won 4-2 and then lost 3-2. In the first game, some more good news. Brady Singer had a terrific game, a terrific start against the White Sox. 7 1/3, 5 hits, 1 run, no walks, 6 strikeouts. That lowers his ERA to 3.49. And in that first game, you had Pasquantino with the home run. Nick Prado went 3-for-4 with a couple of ribbies. Michael Massey had a hit. Nicky Lopez had a hit. Salvi, I'm just kind of scanning. Nate Eaton didn't start, which irritated me big time. But that's fine. He started the next game, and then Michael Massey didn't start, which that was also irritating. But it was a doubleheader, I guess. These young guys can't play two games in one day.
Michael Massey made an incredible play at second base yesterday. You were talking yesterday about his defensive ability.
Yeah.
He makes a bare hand. He made a great bare hand to play behind Brady Singer in that game, in game number one. So they're so much more fun to watch right now. They are so much more fun to watch. Having these young guys with some energy, some enthusiasm. We got a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious call from Fizz.
No, that was good. Pasquantino hit another home run in the second game, and Nate Eaton played right field and went 1-for-3. So, and like this is okay. Again, this is Hunter Dozier played third base, went 0-for-4 with a couple of strikeouts. I don't need to see it.
Nope, I'm with you.
I don't need to see that. Every game you play him at third base, you've wasted an opportunity to evaluate somebody else at third base. Let Massey play third base. Let Eaton play third base. If you feel it necessary to play Dozier, put him on the outfield.
I don't know. Are the young guys ready for a doubleheader?
That's all. Yeah.
Do they got fatigue after game
these
one?
Can these young kids stand to play a doubleheader? I mean, whatever. They put Prado out in left field. Yeah. They're mixing and matching and trying to figure things out. And, you know, in the first game, they had Massey at second, Nicky Lopez at short, and Bobby Witt Jr. over at third. So. But good day for Vinny Pasquantino, and the Royals get the split. We will take a break. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Mike Boddicker's here. He wants to hear another clip from Matt Nagy.
Yeah.
What's Matt Nagy's title?
He is the quarterback's coach and...
What are you?
Senior...
Yeah.
Assistant.
Yeah.
Assistant, yeah.
You're a senior, too, you know? Yeah. You're our senior analyst here on Sports Radio 810.
I am. I think I am, am I? I might be.
I say you are.
I've been here since the radio station started.
Yeah, he's celebrated all 100 years.
That's right. You love it.
Yeah.
Said 100 years of this equipment.
Yeah. I'm still fidgeting with my headphones here, so trying to get them to.
Let's, you'll figure it out by the time your segment's over. Let's hear one more from Matt Nagy yesterday. He was asked by Todd Lebo.
Ooh.
Todd Bebo. Chuck, chuck. Todd Lebo asked Nagy how much Mahomes has grown since he was last with him his rookie year.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. It is so neat to see his growth of where he's at and what he's done. So number one, he's been through 4 years of a lot of wins, a lot of, you know, whether it's the Pro Bowl, Super Bowl, that Super Bowl MVP, four Pro Bowls, et cetera, a lot of wins. When you walk into that room for the first time and you see him in a meeting room and he's sitting there having four different conversations, three of them are football, one's off to the side on something else, you see his growth, his leadership. When he's out here on the football field, it's just wild to see what type of leader he is. He's rare. And you know, in that time that I had a couple months after I got fired, I was able to read a book called Relentless. And it talks about, you know, being great leaders and being somebody that can just be great in the moment. And he has so much confidence. And when he walks in the room, results occur because of that confidence every day in practice. That's rare. You don't come across that very much. And he makes me a better coach because of that. He makes his teammates better players. And it's just special.
Relentless.
Next on your list, right, Steven?
Well, there's a couple of different books here I'm seeing that are called Relentless. Let's see one here. Let's try to figure out which one he's talking about. Relentless. From good to great to unstoppable.
It's a good chance. It sounds like Mahomes.
This is it.
Yeah.
He says, for more than two decades, legendary trainer Tim Grover has taken the greats, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Dwayne Wade, and hundreds of relentless competitors in sports, business, and every walk of life, and made them greater. Now, for the first time,
I think we should sign up.
He reveals what it takes to achieve total mental and physical dominance, showing you how to be relentless and achieve whatever you desire.
Nate, that's for you.
That sounds like a good book.
When you do your wrestling thing, you could get your fourth ready.
My God, I saw this video that I was never going to comment on,
and I'm still not gonna. I saw it too. The one with him.
Go ahead. Let me have it. Comment.
No, you want people
like
listen.
He looked like a turtle on his back.
You want people to comment because you posted the video.
Yeah, that's what I said. Go ahead.
You don't.
Go ahead. Comment.
My son Corey says that anytime you're ready.
Am I supposed to
be
embarrassed because I'm terrible at it?
No, I just like, what are you gaining from posting that video? Is what I'm asking you. Do you want people to talk about it or no?
Yeah, I'm fine with it. Why not? Get out. What should I be ashamed of?
I didn't say you should be ashamed of anything. I'm just curious what you're doing.
I'm letting people know that I'm getting out of my comfort zone and trying something I've never tried before in my life. 46 years old. And I recommend it.
That's not always a good idea to try stuff that you never tried before.
Every part of my body would break if I tried that. Sorry.
Right.
Well, you're not 46.
No. Do you like? Tell people what you're talking about.
I started trying to do some jiu-jitsu classes. I've never done any kind of grappling before in my life.
Aren't you married?
Do you like it?
I love it. And the thing is, the reason I'm doing it is because, you know, I was approached to do the play-by-play for this Invicta MMA stuff, and I feel like I'm by no means am I any sort of expert on the striking part of it, but I understand it better because I've done some boxing in my life and I've watched a lot more of it. But when they get on the ground, I feel very lost. I don't know what's going on. And I think one of the best ways to learn something is by doing it and by having somebody instruct you in it and teach you what's going on. It's a lot easier than just watching tutorials. It's like if you want to learn how to cook, you can watch cooking shows all you want, but if you actually get in the kitchen and mess up some meals and screw up and learn and try again, I learn a lot better that way. And so I was Kitman at Sporting Kansas City is a big MMA fan. And he's friends with some of the guys at Glory MMA. And so they're doing jiu-jitsu training every Thursday, some of the guys that work at Sporting. And so they said I could come anytime I want. And so I've gone a couple times, and I get my ass kicked. And it's incredibly humbling. I like that part of it, actually. It's humbling, you know. But to me, if you're not afraid to suck at something...
No, I did that for 14 years.
You can get out of your comfort zone and grow as a person a little bit. And I think it is. Like, I really enjoy it. It's really hard. I'm terrible at it. I don't know what I'm doing. But I learn a lot each time I go.
Who was that you were rolling with?
That's the goalkeeper's coach, Alec Dufty, and he's a beast. He's 6'3". He's a vegan. He's, like, all muscle. And the other problem I'm having is I'm not able to go every time because I have a lot of work issues to deal with. And so, like, I've only been able to go twice out of, like, the four times they've done it. So I missed a couple of classes, and he knew a lot more than me. So it was – or he's already stronger and better than me. But, yeah.
My oldest son,
Corey,
does it.
Make fun of
me
all you want. I don't care.
Corey does it all the time.
What are you so defensive for? Who's making fun of you?
I'm not. You said, well, I wasn't going to comment on it.
Well, because I wasn't going to comment on it.
Yeah. I'm not. I'm okay with it. Laugh at me. I'm laughing at myself.
No, but like you're like, no one's sitting to be like, go ahead and make fun of me. Go ahead and make fun of me.
Yeah.
It's like you're super defensive about it. Like no one's going to make fun of you.
That's what that was. See,
I will.
Look, I don't care if anybody does.
I have no problem doing it. Yeah. I'll make fun of you.
I don't. It's fine. I suck at it.
I just wasn't going to comment on it because I didn't, you know, but then I didn't know if there was like, you know, what was the purpose to comment on it, but okay.
This right here, this is the reason I come in to the show. Just.
What's he defending? Go ahead, make fun of me.
This is awesome. I love this.
Because it makes sense because you're calling MMA.
Corey wants to grapple with you. My son wants to grapple.
Well, that was what I... a lot of people have come forward and said, hey, I'm rolling with you next. Yeah. And I'm like, everybody wants to get in line. Everyone wants to kick my ass. I'm fine, you know? I don't blame you. It is fun, though.
Corey went through that phase.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure that I would have to take classes for months and months and months before I even get anywhere close to being... to understanding.
He did it to get in shape.
Yeah.
And he loves it.
It's great exercise. Yeah. Obviously, and I like the fact that it's a controlled environment. I will admit this. I had a nightmare that I signed up to actually get in the cage and do a real MMA fight with somebody. And it was pretty cool. It was funny because in the dream I was like, all of a sudden, the panic of hitting me of like, no, this is actually real now. Like, it's not a controlled environment.
You can
now.
Run around the cage for...
run away from
Just run around the cage.
But that's what I like about the the classes, it's a controlled environment. You know, you're not looking to hurt each other or anything like that.
You tap out really fast. Yeah.
They make fun of me for tapping out pretty quickly.
Yeah, well, that's all right.
I'm trying to make sure I can
beat the hell out of the pain. Yeah.
What are you tapping out for? They haven't even hurt you yet.
Right. We haven't started. Why do you tap out? Mike?
Yes.
What did you think of Brady Singer yesterday?
He's winning me over. He was good. He was very good.
Look at you. You're smiling about this.
I am. Well, I'm sitting here watching some of these young pitchers. That was the whole key. I wasn't worried about this group of young position players. I knew they were going to be
okay. When you see Singer right now, what's the biggest difference between Singer earlier this season or last year?
Command. Consistent command. And
how much of it is up here in his
head?
That's
a lot. That's where I was going to next. Yeah, he believes in himself, and he knows he can do it. And, but, you know, doing well helps you get to that point, and he never got to that point. And all of a sudden, he's starting to put together good start, good start, good start, and it makes you believe, oh, hey, I can do this.
It seems to me that it just depends on the individual, but some people, when Nate was talking about being humbled, right?
No, he was humbled.
He was humbled by being sent down to the minors and being told, hey, there's no guarantee you come back here. You have to do this and this, and you have to show us you deserve to be back here. And you know as well as I do, some people don't respond well to that.
No.
And that could send them into a spiral. Or if you're mentally tough enough and you utilize that the right way, then it can make you better. And it seems like that's what happened with Brady Singer.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I mean, he's fun to watch. Man, he can throw a dart fastball knee high pretty much any time he wants to right now. And that's the key, commanding your fastball. And he can do it. And that's why he's been successful.
He looked real good.
He looked real good. Yeah, he did.
We'll be back after this on WHB.